JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Jamaica's rich culture on display at African Caribbean Institute. Stay tuned to hear more. And coming up later are glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. Members of the public can now enjoy key aspects of the country's rich intangible cultural heritage, ICH, which have been documented by the African Caribbean Institute of Jamaica, Jamaica Memory Bank. The institute launched its ICH exhibition during a ceremony at its library in downtown Kingston on February 10. The exhibition is open to the public from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Mondays to Thursdays, and from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. on Fridays. The African Caribbean Institute of Jamaica, Jamaica Memory Bank, is a division of the Institute of Jamaica, which has developed an extensive inventory of intangible cultural heritage, ICH, in Jamaica. Examples of Jamaica's intangible cultural heritage can be found in the beliefs and practices of folk religions such as Kumina, Rastafari, and Revival. It can also be found in the traditions of storytelling, craft and craft-making techniques, songs, proverbs, and cuisine from all ethnic groups. The exhibition represents its continuing working documenting and protecting the nation's local ICH elements. Speaking at the launch, Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna said it is vital that the government, through the exhibition, continues to safeguard Jamaica's cultural practices and social history.
As the minister, it was very important to me to make sure that all of us protected that heritage. Because if we don't register it and formalize it, 20 years from now, you might not have anything that reminds a young person about what it is.
The minister has expressed appreciation to the Japanese government and embassy for providing resources to mount the exhibition, as well as funding a series of workshops with representatives of the ethnic and folk communities. The workshops served to strengthen the capacity of the groups to identify and safeguard their own unique ICH elements.
Now hear this! If you're a landowner and you don't have your title, come to Lamp and brighten your future. Makes getting your title affordable.
Makes getting your title easy.
For real. If you're a small landowner, having your title can help you better your life.
Yeah.
You can use it as collateral to get a loan.
Right.
Start a business.
Improve your farm.
And school your children.
Apply for your title today.
At Lamp.
Better your life tomorrow.
Call 633-7300.
Culture is defined as the way of life of a people. A country's culture is the dynamic reservoir of the ways of thinking and doing accumulated over time, agreed upon, and transmitted across generations. Culture inherently affects all aspects of human life. It forms the basis for our values, objectives, and outlook for the future. The Vision 2030 plan therefore seeks to create an authentic and transformational culture that will help Jamaica become the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
The chocolate was extracted from the cocoa seed. The cocoa seed was put in the sun to dry, and then would be parched on the fire, and then it was beaten in a mortar, what we call a mortar, until it becomes like to a paste. And then my mother used to roll it in her hands in, you know, round shapes or something kind of some long shapes, and then, you know, when grated it made fine tea or, you know, drink. It's very hot with cow's milk.
You too can share your glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email glimpses at jis.gov.jm or call 926-35-9024. And that takes us to the end of today's program. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving, thanking you for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.